family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dickhole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick. Who's been fucking bouncing balls?
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with little jobs? Little jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
Slap some grease on your behind. Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
I am retarded, the sofa king retarded.
What are you, retarded?
I am retarded, the sofa king retarded.
I had the time of my life.
I am a retard.
I am retarded, the sofa king. King, we taught
this. Do retards ever really know they're retarded?
I am we taught did sofa king we taught did.
Rape is like candy. It's easy to take from a retard.
I am we taught did sofa king we taught did.
All right, hey freaks, Dimension with you back for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View. You came on a good night. We've got an extended program for Sideshow Freaks. If you're paying members, you'll get 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. Plus, today we've got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. We'll get into that in just a moment. But first, I just happen to be watching television. And I was checking out the guide, and I have U-verse, AT&T U-verse, but I have a feeling this happens on all major cable operators. You know, you have your on-demand channels now. You can watch free shows and movies and stuff. And then there's, you know, the adult selections. And they don't pull any punches. They come right out and tell you what these movies are about. The one that I found, and I posted this on my Twitter, if you want to see it for yourself, I took a screenshot of it. The name of the film that you could purchase for $10 is Too Tight for Black. And here's the description. Tight cooches are super wet, but can they handle getting rammed with fat black rods? These white girls love deep-throating and choking on thug meat before they spread wide and take it deep from every position. Huge chocolate poles stretch them to the max. And I was just thinking, you know, anyone can grab the remote and see these channels. Like your four-year-old kid? This will most definitely get them interested in reading. I found some more descriptions for on-demand porn. The first one is, here's the description. 17 huge black power pounders suck nice bro steaks, sliding in and out of hungry lips. Then split ebony buns to stuff snug buttholes with massive flesh clubs to ferociously deep thrust before loads of thick man cream explode on excited buns. It kind of sounds like a description you'd find on a menu at a restaurant. Ooh, loads of thick man cream exploded on buns. Sounds great, doesn't it? I think they can't use certain words. Like, they can't use, like, cock or dick. So they have to be a little more creative. Here's another one. 12 delicious man steaks are yours. They love to use the term man steaks. As brawny hunks split tight cheeks to stuff little puckered buttholes with heavy beef for wicked slamming that has big swinging balls smacking against bucking cheeks before being covered with, you guessed it, creamy man sauce. Moving on, here's another one. These ripped muscle studs are hot, horny, and hungry for shaft! Watch as these leathered-up Lotharios get deep inside each other's holes. It's an all-man, all-muscular F-fest from Raging Stallion. 10 wet, luscious babes ride 12 inches like nympho cowgirls. They climb on top and tame massive manacondas. Ridiculous. I've got one more here, and then we'll move on. 11 horse-hung stallions haul out their heavy beef, shake it out, and get ready to ravage man-bottoms, bending them over, then fondling hanging orbs and spreading anxious cheeks to expose tight, quivering bun holes ripe for huge bucking man meat. These sculpted sex machines have muscles from head to toe and a trouser snake so massive it'll make you crazy. That's what I call effective box copy. Again, $10 for 4 hours. That's a lot of manacondas you can be staring at. All right, it's time for Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I find poorly written, weird, disgusting, or bizarre sex stories, and then I read them to you. Not to get you off. Keep those manacondas, keep those trouser snakes in your pants, please. But just to illustrate how bad porn can be online. And with that, let's get into today's Sextastic Tuesday story right now.
It's Sextastic.
Today I'm reading a selection called Cleaning Out. It was a hot, lazy day, and Jen was glad because she was not in the mood to work. She'd roll out of bed at around 11, determined to get some shopping done. Well, it was 3 o'clock now, and walking around the streets was not helping her feet at all. A good soak in the bath at home sounded really sweet. Her stomach wasn't feeling too happy either, though she only had a light lunch of quiche and a soup. As she drove the car home, she didn't feel right at all. The beginnings of an oppressive headache were becoming evident. Something that Jen had liked to do occasionally for many years was give herself enemas. It was purely for sexual thrills, as she had found that area to be sensual for as long as she could remember. Anal sex affected her in a different way to normal sex. Not really stronger sensations, just different, weird ones. Taking enemas was a development of that. Of course, enemas were supposed to be done for health reasons, which is why Jen thought to do one in the first place. She felt tense, blocked up, and unclean. An enema would make her feel flushed out and pure again. And if she masturbated while doing it, well, it might take her mind off the uncomfortable headache. The enema bag was in a cupboard above the bath, but first she got the sink filled with a nice temperature of water. She filled the bag and got down on her knees, which she had found was the best position that suited her. There was a slight sting on initial entry of the tube, but then it glided in nicely. Enjoying the feeling of the tube inside her, she ground her hips back and forth a few times before reaching behind her for the bag. She squeezed it hard. Ah! Ah! Yeah, that was the feeling she'd been looking forward to. The water, smooth as could be, filled her ass in every corner, and she kept on squeezing the bag until she could take no more. She sat up on her knees. Now her pussy really needed the attention she'd been denying it. With two very experienced fingers on her right hand, she parted her lips and rubbed down and up between the helping... What? Oh, then helping her clit to come out further. Turtle head poking out. The stroking and pressure in her anus made her realize she needed to pee. It would have to be soon. She was caught between the immediate need to pee and the seemingly more important need to come. Why not kill two birds with one stone? Just piss in the tub. Glancing at the bath, she had a neat idea. I can do everything in there. See, now she's thinking like me. I just jerk off and shit and piss in the tub all at the same time. This is me time. I get to do what I want. I'm not going to pick and choose what comes first. All right. I can do everything in there and then just wash it out. She stood up, slowly and awkwardly, holding the side of the bath for support and then gently lowering herself into the bath on all fours. This filthy idea got her pussy ravenous, and she plunged her fingers back into it gleefully, diddling her clit a little with her thumb. She rubbed her front wall and squirmed her ass about in the bath, wanting her fingers to go in further. But suddenly, the nausea came back, and majorly so. Her head began to spin, and saliva rushed into the sides of her mouth, telling her she wasn't going to avoid puking now. The huge pressure in her bowels was down, pushing down on her stomach, requesting its contents be relocated. Out of the hole, I'm guessing. Thoughts went through her mind at high speeds as she tried to work out a very hasty plan of action. Look, you're already pissing in the tub. We know what's going to happen here. She gulped and swallowed a mouthful of saliva. This wasn't what she planned, and it was inevitable that she would throw up very soon indeed. The toilet was near, but she knew her ass and bladder needed release soon also. Do you guys remember when I talked to my mom and she had the flu? And she couldn't figure out, you know, she had to shit and puke at the same time, and she couldn't figure out which one to do first. She had to either stick her face in the toilet or her ass in the toilet. It's kind of like, maybe my mom wrote this story. This is autobiographical. How much would it take, do you think, for my mom to write a Sextastic Tuesday story? If I said, Mom, I will give you $10,000 if you write a sex story, and then your son will read it on the air. Oh, that is so creepy on so many levels. We should start a Kickstarter campaign. I think $10,000 would do it. All right. Almost in the same instance as these thoughts. You know, I would need some of that cash, too. Let's make it 15. I get 5. My mom gets 10. All right. Almost in the same instance as these thoughts went through her head, she had resigned herself to puking in the bath in front of her now, as well as shitting and pissing in the bath, too. Whatever cleaning up would need to be done later was pushed to the back of her head. All she wanted at present was to feel okay. This isn't really so much a sex story. I guess she was playing with her pussy a little bit. Now, if she scoops up some of this shit and vomit cocktail that's gonna be mixed in the water, if she starts jamming that in her pussy, then we got a real sex story going on here. All right. There was so much saliva in her mouth that she began to dribble uncontrollably. Actually, she wouldn't have bothered controlling it. She was completely surrendered to whatever was going to happen to her body. The idea that she was going to puke, shit, and piss sent a feeling of total freedom throughout her. She opened her mouth wide and let a long, disgusting string of dribble go down her chin in a sick and helpless kind of fashion. Then, all of a sudden, her stomach heaved and rolled. Yellow-colored vomit splattered into the bath in front of her. She panted, struggling to hold her heaving body up by her arms, and then let out another huge squirt of vile-tasting vomit. Then, after 20 seconds of sitting there very still, ready to vomit again, she began to feel a little better. Now it was time for a rest. Rest! Rest! She relaxed her bladder and began to let out a trickle of warm pee into the bath behind her. Soon, she felt it trickle down around her legs to join the vomit at the deeper end of the bath. It felt so nice and warm and running around her legs that she felt she must sit her ass and pussy down in it. This gave her an even nicer feeling. Why not just add more hot water to the bath? If you like the feeling of warm piss on you, ugh. All right, whatever. This gave her an even nicer feeling as when the pee came out of her is hit the bath and then hit he vagina straight away. See, the story's poorly written. She was more than ready now to finger herself to an amazing orgasm while releasing the load in her bowels to the evil concoction, but her stomach had other plans. This time she retched and coughed and nothing came up at first. Then more powerful burping and a small amount splashed onto what was already there. The heave pushed a small amount of brown water out through her anus. She heaved again. She's puking so hard she can't control her bowels. She's shitting. We've all been there. She heaved again, and she found it hard to hold her anus hole shut. The puking was intense. She was panting, and the heaving was violent. It must be some kind of food poisoning. Then, suddenly, it all came out. The dam broke, but they spelled dam wrong. They spelled it D-A-M-N. All right. The dam broke in her anus hole. Stop calling it an anus hole. I don't like that. Weird. And what felt like a liter of dirty water just dropped out of her ass into the bath. Thank you. That sound effect was donated by a Distorted View listener. We just played that yesterday. All right, where are we at here? Yes, a liter of dirty water just dropped out of her ass into the bath. At the same time, she threw up a fountain of yellow puke, some of it hitting the sides of the bath and some splashing out onto the carpet. The power of the wretch had thrown her head upwards involuntarily. She was helpless to do anything. Her mouth was wide open. Her body was heaving, and her ass was open, letting out all she had within her. She felt the brown water turn into violent squirting diarrhea. There must have been huge waves in that bathtub. Violent. The sea was angry that day. All right, yes. The brown water turned into violent squirting diarrhea before subsiding to occasional spasms in her hole. She sat there for about 5 minutes. Still, except for the occasional dry heave and a twitch of her sphincter. As she sat up and lay back in the bath, it looked like hell. Chunks, lumps, and bits of the vilest brownish-yellow things imaginable. But Jen felt completely clean inside of her. Her breathing came back steady again. A feeling of complete serenity washed over her. Her pussy flooded with juices again. You just shat yourself and puked and pissed. And you ready to come? Her pussy flooded with juices again at the touch of her hand, and her fingers were soon gliding in and out of her. All that dirty water. Oh, it's so gross. It didn't take long before she felt the most powerful orgasm of her life. The images of the past half hour filled her head as she gleefully fucked herself. It can't smell good in that bathroom at all. She knew this was the most intense orgasm she ever felt. When it came, she splashed and slithered and slopped about in the bath, desperately digging her fingers into her cunt as far as she could reach. Her whole body was super sensitive for 10 seconds or so, and she reveled in the feeling of liquidy mush all around her. She came down slowly. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Bring her down. Vroom. Her pussy juices running down her ass crack being the last contribution to the mixture. She had never come that much before. After lying in total bliss for a long time, she gently craned her neck upwards to survey her surroundings. Filthy. The only way to be, don't you think? The end. There you go. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for May 21st, 2013, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off, half off just about any item using coupon code FREAK. Or if you've already used that one, try coupon code DV at checkout. Here's what you're going to get. Half off just about any item. They've got a vast catalog of over 20,000 adult entertainment products. Pick out something you like. Check out. Use that coupon code. You'll also get 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and all of it is going to be sent to you free of charge. There are no hidden shipping charges, anything like that. You're going to get it sent to you free. Again, use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. Now, just for curiosity's sake, I typed in the word vomit. See if there would, you know, maybe there's a movie or something that sort of relates to the story. If, you know, if you're into puke porn, maybe AdamandEve.com has something for you. Nothing came up when you search for vomit or puke. Actually, if you search for puke, a lot of dildos pop up. My favorite being the King Dong dildo. It's 15 inches long and over 2 inches wide. Ladies, if you want to take the King Dong dildo challenge, I would love to see this. Videotape yourself squatting over this massive thing and see if you can get down to the base. It's very large. It's made out of a flexible jelly material, and it's pleasantly scented. Now, if you stick that thing in your ass, there's no warranty on how long that great scent is going to last, but whatever. It's just one of many products. Look, they've got sex toys, you know, stuff for guys, too, like stuff to stick your dick in. Oh, yeah, pocket pussies, fleshlights, stuff like that. Sex toys for women, obviously. Adult movies, lingerie, lube, all sorts of great stuff. Go there right now, AdamandEve.com. Buy your significant other something special to spice up the bedroom. Or if you have no one in your life, just buy yourself a clone a dick kit and then jam that up your own asshole. Fuck yourself, thanks to AdamandEve.com. All right, again, coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Again, remember, today is an extended show, so if you're sideshow freaks, you'll get bonus material today, 15, 20 minutes of extra show. If you're not a member, sign up right now so you don't miss a thing, superfreaksideshow.com. 3 very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I think we finally figured out what to do with retards. They can serve a purpose other than just, you know, making me laugh. Like that, you know, that's great and all. I love to laugh at the gimped up. But now they can actually serve a purpose for the general population. Some wealthy Manhattan families have discovered a new way to skip the long lines at Walt Disney World. They're now hiring disabled people to pose as family members so they can jump ahead. The quote-unquote black market Disney guides can apparently be rented for $130 an hour or $1,040 for an 8-hour day. You work one day a week and you're good for the month. You make over $40,000 a year just working, you know, an hour a week. Quote, you can't go to Disney without a tour concierge, said one mom who hired a disabled guide through Dream Tours Florida. This is how the 1% does Disney. Is this a real story? This has got to be like The Onion, right? The Post reports that the woman said she hired the guide to escort her and her family through the park in a motorized scooter with a handicap sign on it. What a time saver! At each ride, the group was sent to an auxiliary entrance at the front of the attraction. According to Disney policy, each guest who needs a wheelchair or motorized scooter can bring up to 6 guests to a, quote, more convenient entrance. The downside to all of this, though, is you have to put up with a goddamn retard for 8 hours.
You me in my Jeep. You want to go on the stereo?
It's cute for the first hour or so.
You can chat with the wind.
It's a little annoying.
And nothing come close, you darling, close.
Good grief. The Ray-Rays love to sing. All right, the moms using this tricky tactic are saying it's well worth the cost, which happens to be cheaper than Disney's VIP tours. You see, Disney offers a VIP guide and fast passes, but that costs $310 to $380 per hour. It's more economical to just rent a window licker. All right, apparently passing around Dream Tours Guide Services' phone number recently became popular among Manhattan's private school scene. The service apparently asks who referred you before they even take your call. Social anthropologist Dr. Wednesday Martin said she caught wind of the underground network while researching her new book, Primates of Park Avenue. It's insider knowledge that very few have and share carefully, she said. Ryan Clement runs Dream Tours Florida with his girlfriend. His girlfriend happens to be disabled. I mean, she has messed up legs or something. To ride around on a scooter. He refused to put her on the phone, though, when the newspaper asked for her and denied that she uses her disability to bypass lines. He did, however, say she has an autoimmune disorder and uses a scooter on the job. So there you go. Using a debilitating disease for fun and profit. Ting! Second story we have for you today. This one comes from the UK. A man caught on closed-circuit television walking around the city center totally naked, apart from a blonde wig, pink gloves, and pink shoes, has appeared in court. Malcolm King, 55, of no fixed address, sorry, so he's homeless, was seen walking around.
Let me,
yes, that's what a homeless person sounds like. Crazy homeless person. Yes. Malcolm King, 55, of no fixed address, was seen walking around Plymouth on April 16th, and stopped in the doorway of the McDonald's in George Street, wagging his dick around. He faces charges of intentionally exposing himself, intending someone would see them, and be caused harm or distressed. Must have been a mangled-looking penis. The court heard how King had a bottle of vodka in his hand, and his face was covered in hair removal cream when he was arrested. When asked in a police interview why he was walking around naked, he replied, no comment. Having pleaded guilty on April 19th, the case had already been adjourned to allow time for a report to be written. However, King mistook the date of an interview, and then the report was never completed. All right. The court heard how he has adhered to all bail conditions and has not reoffended. King has been granted conditional bail until June 17th to allow time for the report to finally be completed. I mean, I can understand the blonde wig. I can understand the pink gloves and even the pink shoes. He at least matches, right? I don't understand the hair removal cream all over his face, though. You just have to leave it on for 5 or 10 minutes and then wipe it off and all the hair will be gone. Maybe he had some, you know, thick, stubborn stubble. I don't know. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Dad, I hold my Florida. This almost fucked up state. in here a minute.
No reader is almost fucking sleep. Praise be to the Lord.
All right, Crystal Harrison, 19, of Bradenton, Florida, is accused of biting her boyfriend's penis after he refused to have sex with her on Wednesday. Who are these guys refusing to have sex? That sounds like a woman, doesn't it? That's what a woman does. Oh, I've got a headache. Not today. My pussy's bleeding all over the place. I don't know what type of excuses you girls use, but I get the headache one a lot. And quite frankly, I can't figure out why women don't want to have sex. Ladies, at the very least, right, you just have to lay there. You're a vessel waiting to be filled. And the guy's the one who's, you know, thrusting and all that sort of stuff. So if you don't want to have sex, just lay there and let him blow his load inside of you. It'll be done quickly. And then when you do feel like having sex, then you can be more active. You know, flip yourself around. Get on all fours. Use that mouth. Give some blowjobs. But the times you don't feel like having sex, don't whine and bitch about it. Because that's when guys cheat on you. Guys need it. Guys need that release. I don't know what's going on with your plumbing, ladies. But guys, we need that. We need to get all that juice out. Otherwise, you get backed up and then, you know, we can't function. Whatever. Crystal Harrison, 19, of Bradenton, Florida, is accused of biting her boyfriend's penis after he refused to have sex with her on Wednesday. The victim rebuffed Harrison's advances several times before she allegedly grabbed him and chomped on his manhood. Well, now he's really not going to be in the mood for sex. When there are bite marks on your cockhead or puncture wounds, right? If your dick is bleeding, you don't want to have sex. All right, Harrison also allegedly slapped and spit in her boyfriend's facial area. That's called foreplay, though. Harrison is charged with domestic battery. Her boyfriend refused medical treatment for his injury, so, you know, it probably wasn't that bad. Big fucking baby. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails now. All right, what is going on with you, freaks?
Timmy Boo. This is Cranium. Excuse me. So, here's my voicemail message to you. So, check it out. So, today, I've listened to your show like 3 times. I think it's because I've been driving around a lot. I don't know. But anyway, maybe I have schizophrenia. Anyway, shit. I was trying to tell you. Check it out, yo. The black kid on school bus was all yelling. He obviously laid his hands on the white lady.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I didn't do it. He's planning for his future, where he will be clearly recorded on camera, breaking some more serious laws. And he's just practicing, you know. That's not me in the tape. That could be any other person in the tape.
That's
true. It might be the birthday cake kid.
All black people do look alike.
Is it my birthday? That's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's the point for this call.
So the point is, you're racist.
Love you. Your
phone connection is so bad. It's constant popping. I'm sure that's going to cause all sorts of fucking problems in post for me. It's getting all volume and shit. Oh, whatever. Okay. Next up.
Jagu, Tim, this is Ian from PA calling in again. I was going through some of the old episodes, and I recently came across one on the 4-4 show where you were saying how you believe Marines were more likely to engage in road rage and things like that. Funny thing, I was reading a newspaper today about sexual harassment in the military, and apparently the Marines were like the most likely to engage in sexual harassment.
Of course, they're all fucking nuts.
And the least likely were the Air Force, so I just thought you'd like to know that.
Yeah, I'm right, as always. Did I tell you that my sister used to be engaged to a Marine, and he was nuts. He had some anger issues. My dad once had he got into a car accident, like a minor thing, and he was going fucking nuts. And my dad, at the time he was probably like 60, had to go and calm him down out in the middle of the street. I don't know what it is with these Marines, but my dad was a Marine too when he was younger. And I think that's how he was able to communicate with this guy. I don't know, like, it matters. There are, what, millions of Marines over the years. You're not that special. I'm sorry. Well, you know what I mean. It's like, you know, oh, he's a Marine, so we have this special bond, even though I don't know who he is. Whatever. But thank you for protecting us and whatever, country. See how hard it is for me to be sincere? That's the best I could do. Thanks for protecting the, you know, us and country or whatever. Whatever. No, I sincerely mean that.
This is Tim. Really like your show, dude.
Thank you.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Good boy.
A few things I want to...
doing as I instructed.
Talk about one of the Sextastic Tuesday. It's kind of annoying. I mean, you know, like, really get psyched up to listen to your show and the audio and the news clips and stuff. And then this, like, fucking stupid story about a fucking mermaid comes on and it's like... you know, 30 minutes long. I mean, it's like...
it's not 30 minutes long. They're typically like 10 minutes.
Really, really annoying, dude. And then the other thing that really annoys me is, like, you say some, like, weird thing. Like, you say milk instead of milk. I don't know what's up with that. And you also mispronounce a lot of other things, too. So that's pretty annoying. And also, Cheryl Murkowski, you have him, her, on way too much. And I don't know, her voice just kind of creeps.
So it really sounds like you don't like the show. Pretty much Tuesdays are out for you. Anytime I mispronounce a word, it's annoying and you dislike it. Cheryl Murkowski's on too much. What do you like?
Whatever.
Never mind, I don't want to hear from people anymore. I want to hear from some new people. People who've never called in before, and then I get this.
So yeah, there's that. And then
more?
You know me saying it. You kind of sound like a part. You know,
yeah, that's kind of the point.
I don't think anybody's ever told you that before, so that's kind of annoying too. So anyway, I mean, it's not like I'm a paid subscriber or anything. Yeah, I just listen sometimes. So anyway, whatever. Just keep it up, man. Talk to you later.
All right, great. A devoted listener.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Shit. Okay. All right. Next up.
Yo, 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 this is BS.
I like it better when people call in and say, you know what's really annoying? Your listeners on the voicemail line. Because that's nothing that I did. All right, let me start this voicemail over. I think it's BSP.
My sweet.
Oh, no. Wrong one.
Yo, 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 this is BSP, International Rap Superstar. And I'm here to tell everybody to order one of the banging shirts I just got in the fucking mail.
Well, that's right. BSP did order one of the new t-shirts that were sent off last week.
That's right. It's awesome. It fits great. It looks great. It's a good fabric. The print is awesome. But I got a couple problems with it. Now, first, before I get into those, thank you very much for the fluid value containment device and the pins. I'm going to be showing that shit off.
Yep. Yeah, I threw in a couple extra things for BSP because he's always calling in. He's a longtime listener of the show. He did that song for us.
Wear, go to the gym, stay hydrated, work on my pecs and my dick cancer at the same time. It's awesome, but the shirt. First of all, my dick ain't bigger yet. Now, I know I'm going to give it about 6 weeks before I get mad, but it was heavily implied it would be instant.
Results may vary.
Just saying, maybe I'm wearing it wrong. Two, Haitians have unions. There isn't enough human suffering in this shirt. Next time, order from Indonesia or Bangladesh. Other than that, it's fucking great. Everybody should go use their fucking coupon codes. If you don't have one because you ain't a Sideshow member, you can go eat a dick. Yeah.
All right, fuck you. Yeah, I gave Sideshow Freaks coupon codes for a little extra value there. And finally today.
Jim, Sasquatch, yeast infection here. Hey, I was just listening to a show where you were kind of getting down on yourself about... How shitty you are at doing the Adam and Eve ad spot. And actually, I think you do a damn good job. I listened to another podcast that shall remain nameless. However, it's not a comedy podcast. Don't worry, I'm not cheating on you. And anyways, they do a shitty job of the Adam and Eve spot. You know, it's almost like they're embarrassed to read the copy.
Oh, no, I'm very proud of my sponsor. I'm proud that I could get a sponsor. They're the only sponsor I can get.
Adam and Eve.
So, I've had so many sponsors reject me. Like, I was going to do, like, was it Netflix, I think, was going to be one, or Gamefly. And, you know, because that, you know, I play video games. I could talk about that. I could make it interesting, and they don't want anything to do with me.
So don't be...
Content-wise, they felt that we would not make a good match.
You're so hard on yourself. You do a good job.
All right, well, thank you very much. Again, coupon code FreakerDB at checkout. Support Adam and Eve for being the one and only sponsor of Distorted View for all these years. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. That's very important. That really does help us out in the rankings. If you're Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! When I was you, I only wanted to be
and then they're going to eat me!